Simon & Schuster Audio presents Bibi, My Story by Benjamin Netanyahu. Read by David Morantz with the author. Author's Note. Some details of military and Mossad operations described in the book are excised due to Israeli national security requirements. For the same reason, other such operations, as well as details of certain diplomatic missions, are excluded in their entirety. Part 1. Foothills. Chapter 1. Brothers, 1972.
In 1972, I served as an officer in Sayeret Matkal, an elite special forces unit of the Israeli army. Late one night, my team and I returned to the unit from an exercise near the Dead Sea. The base was practically empty. "They've all gone to the airport," the lone remaining guard said. "There's been a plane hijacking. The hijackers landed the plane in Israel, and they're going to kill all the passengers." We quickly joined the rest of the unit at Lod Airport near Tel Aviv, a 10-minute drive from our base. Earlier that day, four Palestinian terrorists, two men and two women, had hijacked a Sabena airliner bound for Israel from Belgium. Landing at the airport, the terrorists demanded that Israel release 315 jailed terrorists who would be flown on the hijacked plane to an Arab country. If Israel didn't comply, they would blow up the plane with 94 passengers and crew on board. The plane was wheeled to a corner of the airfield where, unseen by the terrorists, soldiers from the unit punctured its tires. Defense Minister Moshe Dayan started negotiating terms. This was meant to give the unit time to improvise a rescue operation. But how do you storm a hijacked aircraft? Despite the rash of hijacking attempts worldwide at the time, 326 in a four-year period between 1968 and 1972, despite this, no one had ever tried anything like this before. In an airport hangar, we practiced storming an identical aircraft. We learned that it had a surprising number of entrances and that the emergency doors on the wings could be opened by striking them from the outside. We practiced using low-caliber Beretta pistols and were told to hide them in our boots. The weapons we normally used, Kalashnikov assault rifles and Uzi submachine guns, were far too big to conceal, and their firepower would endanger the passengers. Dayan told the terrorists that Israel yielded to their demands. It would release the jailed terrorists and send mechanics to prepare the plane for a flight to an Arab country of their choice. The plan was simple and ingenious. 16 of the unit.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?